The text for the sermon this morning comes from verse 42. And I'm going to do my own translation. But a poor widow came and put in 2 lepta, worth only a fraction of a penny. Today we are here because we remember everyone that died in the First and Second World War. And I want to focus on 3 stories. One from real life and 2 from the Bible, where the characters help us to remember what is really important in life. Although the face of war is not beautiful, it's often that you hear good stories from war, and I have one that's particularly striking. Jürgen Moltmann was a German who grew up in a home where they read more philosophy than the Bible. And then he went to war like many others. And on one day, his whole battalion died in a single bomb explosion. He was the only survivor. He was imprisoned. And while he sat in prison, and being a thinker, he came to one conclusion. God, why not me? It soon became clear why God spared his life. When he was released, he became one of the greatest theologians of the 19th century. He managed to minimize the influence of the atheistic movement in Germany after the war with his clear message. When bad things happen to you, do not blame God, but look for the bigger picture. Do not ask yourself, why me? Ask yourself, why not me? He said, instead of focusing on your own sorrow and suffering, think and remember the suffering Jesus endured on the cross when he cried out in despair, my God, why have you forsaken me? To Moltmann, Jesus' suffering became the beacon of hope because Jesus did not stay in the grave, but he was resurrected from the grave and ascended to heaven. We are now part of a new kingdom that will last forever and ever, where God reigns and not the fallible human rulers that we know. Jesus Christ is our only hope to survive any suffering, despair, struggle that we may encounter. Moltmann says, Jesus is the good shepherd who knows when you and I cry out to God for help. He influenced the people of his day to remember that God still exists despite all the sufferings and atrocities of the Second World War. He helped the people to focus and to remember that God's kingdom is a reality. And in God's kingdom, there will be everlasting peace, happiness, justice, and love. In our gospel reading, we also hear 2 different stories. One of the scribes who thought they were more important than God, and a woman who reminds us to remember that God is more important than earthly things. Jesus taught the people not to follow the example of the scribes. The scribes thought they were more important than the rest, and they claimed all the honor and prestige they could get. The most important seats in the synagogues were on the front benches, facing the congregation and in front of the chest that held all the biblical scrolls. The places of honor in those days were on the right and the left side of the host at the table. These people wanted to make sure that everyone knows they are very important in the eyes of God. But Jesus exposes them. He says they are only wearing masks. And everything they do is a fake show. Instead of valuing God who has called them, they value themselves. Instead of focusing on God and remembering God in everything they did, they only remember their self-value. And now in contrast to this, Jesus told his followers another story. He went and sat across the temple treasury or the offering box to watch the people as they brought their offerings to the temple. The treasury was usually in the court of the woman. It consisted of 13 chests that were shaped like trumpets into which the Jews casted their offerings. Many people came and threw in coins. The literal Greek text says silver and bronze, even gold in their abundance. But there was a widow who threw in only 2 lepta, which was actually worth nothing. Widows in those days were placed alongside the orphans and the landless immigrants as representatives of the poorest of the poor in the social structure of those days. The loss of a husband meant a social and economic tragedy. The death of a husband meant that she was on her own. No one could represent her. She was actually dead. She was pushed to the side of society. She was really the poorest of the poor. And we also know in the Old Testament that widows wear distinctive clothes so that people could recognize them. Now this widow came and she put in 2 leptas. The lepton was the smallest coin in circulation in Palestine. Mark explains this by saying this 2 lepta had the same value as the quadrantes, the Greek transliteration of the Latin quadrans, which was a coin more familiar to his readers. I think Mark tells us she threw in 2 coins or 2 leptas to stress the fact that she actually had a choice. She could only throw in 1, but instead of only 1, she chose 2. Mark is telling us she threw in everything she had. Although it meant nothing, she threw in her life savings. She sacrificed herself because she remembered she can trust God. Jesus then said to his followers, this widow who gave in her poverty gave actually more than all the people who gave in their abundance. Jesus is actually telling his followers, God has a different value system. He judges people differently with eyes of love. And the widow teaches us to remember that sacrifice and self-giving is more important than all the wealth, all the political power of this world. And I think this is indeed a very timely and important message for us too, while we remember all the people who sacrificed their lives during the wars of this world. Maybe their sacrifice will mean something if we learn important lessons, namely that whenever humans are in charge, there will be poverty, war, hopelessness, decay, chaos, in contrast to the everlasting kingdom of God, where there is always peace, hope, love, and happiness. Maybe their sacrifice will mean something if we do not make the same mistakes of the past. Namely, not to trust humans, but to trust and obey the Lord God above all. Maybe their sacrifice will mean something if we take notice of their written letters where they witness the very mighty presence of the Lord when the bullets started flying, bombs exploded, and fellow soldiers were killed. Maybe their sacrifice will mean something if we listen when they warn us to take life seriously as a gift from God. If we want to understand the sacrifice, the self-giving of the widow in our story, we can start by listening to the testimonies of all the people who were and still are the victims of war. People who often put their lives at stake for others. Remembrance Sunday is about our sacrifice to God. The Lord God asks us this morning, are we willing to sacrifice our lives, not only for the political powers that govern us, but for the kingdom of God? Are we willing to die for our faith, or are we only willing to die for our country? Remembrance Day is about our priorities. It must help us to focus on God who sacrificed his life so that we can all live in eternity with God. It's about recognizing God's presence and calling in the midst of uncertainty, chaos, decay, war, and struggle. It's about God this morning who comes to us and shows us his mercy, his love, and his peace. May we go from here and remember the words of Jesus when he once said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Amen.